USA News, I'm Lance Pry. As Title 42 ends tomorrow and the swell of immigrants attempting to enter the country illegally is a concern to all that are paying attention. The Biden administration defunded the border wall, leaving entry into the United States a difficult task to manage. No one knows for sure, but estimates are roughly 10,000 illegal immigrants will enter the country every day post Title 42. The national debt of America is roughly 20% higher than our GDP, and with the budget looming, the concern of default is real. House Republicans have passed a budget bill that is at the Senate level. The bill includes a slight increase to the national debt and will allow us to avoid default. Both sides continue to play the blame game as the Speaker reminds the President the clock is ticking.
The President said the staff should get back together, but I was very clear with the President. We have now just 2 weeks to go.
Lawmakers plan on getting back together on Friday to try to iron things out. We have a winner in the 147th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show.
Buddy Holly, a Petit Basset Greyfond Vendéen, a breed in the hound category, was named Best in Show on Tuesday, the event's most coveted prize. Buddy Holly and his co-owner handler Janice Hayes are from Palm Springs, California. And for all the attention the Westminster Dog Show receives, the winners receive no cash prize for their exploits. Perhaps some doggy treats make it all worthwhile. I'm Skip Kelly.
After his sudden departure from Fox News, the highly rated Tucker Carlson said he is launching a new show on Twitter, putting him on a potential collision course with Fox News, which gave him the boot last month, but kept him under contract.
Starting soon, we'll be bringing a new version of the show we've been doing for the last 6.5 years to Twitter. We'll be bringing some other things, too, which we'll tell you about. But for now, we're just grateful to be here. Free speech is the main right that you have. Without it, you have no others. See you soon.
USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
A familiar face is returning to the U.S. Senate today.
Senator Dianne Feinstein is returning to Capitol Hill. The California Democrat has been absent for nearly 3 months due to health issues. Some members of her own party have called for her resignation because her absence complicated Democrats' efforts to confirm some of President Biden's judicial nominees. She has said she will not run for re-election when her term expires next year. I'm John Schaefer.
There's been a big payout to a woman they say developed brain cancer from smoking.
Philip Morris USA has been ordered to pay $37 million to a Massachusetts woman who got sick from smoking Marlboro Light cigarettes. The state Supreme Judicial Court ruled on Tuesday that Philip Morris falsely claimed that the Lights brand was safer than the stronger Marlboro Red cigarettes. The court agreed with Patricia Walsh Green that she may have quit smoking sooner if Philip Morris had not advertised Marlboro Lights as a healthier product. The judge announced after the verdict that Philip Morris has also violated consumer protection laws. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Consumer Price Index tracks the rate of change in U.S. inflation over time. This key economic metric is based on prices that consumers pay for goods and services throughout the U.S. economy. April's numbers are due out this morning. Today is officially National Receptionist Day, as we recognize all the things that receptionists bring to our organization, including organization. Lance Pry, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.